The reason it is so hard to kill a mosquito is that they move really well. Scientists are trying to build a robot with that kind of agility.
I spend a lot of time looking at the flapping wing physics, that is, understanding how an insect can flap their wings and generate lift and drag forces.
Kevin Chan is an assistant professor at MIT. He leads a team that has invented a new micro drone, not quite as tiny as a mosquito.
The weight of this robot and the physical size looks pretty much like a dragonfly.
But like a dragonfly, it is really resilient. It has a soft muscular mechanism called an actuator that powers the wings for flight.
The robot will crash on land, right? Or it may run into a ceiling, or it can run into a wall. The rigid robots have a very hard time trying to deal with those collisions. Whereas because our soft power robot is very robust, of course, we can do interesting maneuvers, such as doing a somersault. We can survive collisions, etc.
Doing somersaults. Mr. Chan envisions a time when his insect-sized drone could be used as a search and rescue robot to find survivors and disaster debris that bigger drones couldn't reach.
For example, if you think about the scenario in which we have, building collapsed, people being trapped inside of that building. How do we do search and rescue tasks to figure out where are the people being trapped under the building?
Enter the insect drone.
Hopefully they can see the person now who's trapped inside and then collectively send the information back. So we have a good idea about where the person is trapped.
Would be small but mighty.